Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 30th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Brothers and sisters, till I started down this path, I had no idea to what degree thinking is a radical act. When I see the photos of the young occupiers of Hong Kong, sitting with their books, sparks, almost visibly, flares of thought emanating from their minds, I want to cry for joy, for their fierce loyalty to truth itself. Here's some truth. It may be hard, but facing it leads to our freedom. Power is global, class is totalitarian. What does this tell us about an effective vision? This week, or rather, early this week, I heard the word vision applied to the notion of a different future, which is the theme of our show today, used repeatedly over the airwaves in ways that forced me to accept that we have no common concept, no common understanding yet of a people's definition of it. Here are the contexts which we'll use to concretize our discussion. Here are the contexts for its use. An Occupy postmortem, an analysis of the Ferguson grand jury decision, and a discussion of Hawaiian sovereignty. The first instance was the most troubling, frightening, in fact, both because, if we may credit their host and guest honesty, both because of their seeming determined obtuseness, and because the book the guest was hawking was published, if I heard right, by UC Berkeley, meaning that the book is sanctioned by power, suggesting that power is already writing its history of the Occupy movement with which to con future generations, future students. A history in which there's no infiltration, no disinformation, no provocation, and definitely no microwave weaponry, i.e., no power. Which means power is being provided as per its general practice with an academic shield.